stories. Tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Emily Scarlett, rolling up on 6:09 p.m. here on a somewhat cold night in Lansing. About an inch of snow expected, so certainly nothing as bad as we saw earlier this week. On today's program, AIDS. It might not be in the headlines, but there are new HIV infections in Michigan and in the Lansing area every year. Today is World AIDS Day, so I'll talk to a state official about just how much of a concern the virus remains. And are you in debt? Well, you're not alone. But what's the best way to get out of it? We'll find out as a researcher joins me to tell me why most people go about it all wrong. But let's begin with the news here regarding our wireless networks in the country. It's not often that we see a major corporate deal fall through, but the FCC this week saying no to AT&T's plans to merge with T-Mobile. Was it the right decision, and how competitive is the wireless industry anyway? To get some insight, I'm joined by Jeff Kagan, a wireless and telecom industry analyst who you may have seen all over the major networks. His website, jeffkagan.com, that's JeffKagan.com. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. How are you doing?
Very good. You know, I am a Verizon wireless guy. That's where I started. I never left. So tell me, first of all, who really does have the biggest and baddest wireless network in the country?
Well, I guess it depends on the exact position that you're at. I actually have phones from AT&T and Verizon and Sprint and a variety of other companies also. I've had them for years. I take them with me wherever I go. And I can honestly tell you who is the best. There isn't a best. It really depends upon where you are when you make the call. You know, when you make a call, you've got to have a strong signal. And it depends whose tower you're next to when you make that call. And some have stronger signals in outlying areas or other areas. So you just have to find the one that's right for you. You buy a phone, you go to the store, you buy a phone, bring it home, go to work, go wherever you shop, wherever you spend time during your day, make sure you have a strong signal. And everybody's best phone, there's not one best phone that you can buy. You got to find the best phone for you.
I see. And in terms of coverage, I'm guessing they all have a fairly similar coverage.
Yeah, they do. You know, if, for instance, we go to, I'm in Atlanta, so we go to a place at the ocean called Hilton Head, and they have spotty cell phone service at best on Hilton Head. And all three carriers have signal there, but where we always stay, only one has a strong signal. The others have just one bar if you're lucky. So, you know, and it probably is different for different people in different places that you stay. So they all have good networks, but then again, you've got to make sure that it's strong where you are.
Well, one other general question. I know these companies are kind of closed off about revealing the number of customers they have on their networks. Do we know which one is the largest network when it comes to customers?
Yeah, you know, they're all growing so fast. You know, Verizon at this point is number one because they acquired a couple of companies within the last year or two. AT&T was the largest before that because they acquired a couple of companies in the year or two before that. So, you know, these acquisitions have a way of changing who's in the number one position. They don't really win the number one position through service. They win through acquisitions, which is kind of a strange way of counting, but that's what they do.
It's kind of strange to see a major financial deal fall through, a merger deal, when you imagine all the background involved and all the planning that's and the connections that these companies have with regulators. What happened here with AT&T and T-Mobile, and did the FCC make the right decision in saying no to the merger?
Well, did the FCC make the right decision? I think they did. I'm typically not a fan of the regulators. I'm typically would rather have the marketplace define the rules of the industry going forward. And I've been a backer of every merger, I think, over the last 10 or 15 years. This is the first merger that I haven't been a fan of. And the reason is that the industry has changed in the last few years. 4 years ago, the Apple iPhone was invented. Before that, smartphones were not really an issue. Before that, we really didn't have wireless data log jams like AT&T has been experiencing. We've seen merger after merger after merger of all these companies. Even AT&T a couple of years ago, even Verizon a couple of years ago, had several other mergers, and I was behind all of them. The problem is today we had so many mergers that there are so few companies left, and they're so large that we have to make a decision. We have to draw a line in the sand, and we have to say we can't have any more major mergers that will change the industry. This merger would have been good for AT&T, but I don't think it would have been good for the industry. And the reason is simple. You have two companies, AT&T and Verizon. This is going to make AT&T even bigger, and it's going to pull them further away from Sprint. We would have ended up with a two major market marketplace. And, in the marketplace, you want to have at least three major competitors. Right now we have three. We have Sprint. Sprint is actually far away from AT&T and Verizon. Mm-hmm. But if Sprint were to want to merge with T-Mobile, I think that would make sense because it would make Sprint bigger and will allow us to have a three-player race. So that would be healthy.
You're saying AT&T and Verizon at this point, they're each just too large to really merge with any other wireless company that's currently around.
Well, I wouldn't say any other. There are plenty of small companies around that will probably get acquired, and they're not going to change the marketplace any if they get acquired by an AT&T or Verizon. So I think they would be okay. But for the number two player, AT&T, which is really, number one, number two, they're actually right up there, to be merging with the number four player, takes the number four player out of the game, that would affect the marketplace. And the way it would affect the marketplace is simple. AT&T and Verizon are really heavy hitters on this wireless data spectrum area. And T-Mobile is not. T-Mobile customers are not interested in the same thing that AT&T customers are interested in. T-Mobile customers are interested in lower costs. They're not as interested in the wireless data. So if AT&T was to acquire T-Mobile and was to take away all of the services that, mm-hmm. that T-Mobile customers want and enjoy, and raise the rates because they want to give them all the wireless data services that AT&T offers to their customers, well, the T-Mobile customers would scratch their head and say, well, where are we supposed to go now? And it would take an important player out of the marketplace. T-Mobile has been struggling in the last few years because they didn't take this wireless data opportunity seriously. They're rushing to catch up now. If this doesn't go through and AT&T pays them $3 billion and AT&T gives them $1 billion worth of spectrum, they could take that and they could help build themselves into a significant player. Now, they could either stay separate or they could merge with Sprint or another player, and we could have a more competitive marketplace going forward.
Is this the joint venture you're talking about? Because I know AT&T is now saying that they will pursue a joint venture rather than the merger.
Yeah, I don't think AT&T has actually said that they would do that. It was in the Wall Street Journal. I've read about it. I've commented on it. I think that's a good idea. There's two problems in the marketplace. AT&T has had a problem in the last few years with the iPhone. They've had so many customers logging on trying to get wireless data services and having horrible quality service. They need more spectrum. So they're trying to figure out a short-term solution, and that's acquiring T-Mobile to get their hands on the spectrum. The other problem is the bigger problem, the longer-term problem, the industry-wide problem, and that's the spectrum shortage for everyone, because over the next few years, every carrier may experience the same problems that we've had with AT&T over the last few years. That's been the warning flag. That's what we should be focusing on. We have to come up with a solution for that. We have to pool everybody's spectrum. Mm-hmm. Everybody bid on spectrum whenever it was, 5-7 years ago, mm-hmm. and they spent billions of dollars. All these companies spent billions of dollars to acquire a few bands of spectrum each. And it was fine back then. The idea worked back then because there was no iPhone back then. There was no smartphone explosion back then. Today there is. And the companies today are used up. That the spectrum is just used up because they only have is a few bands. So if we were to pool all those bands together into one big pot and let every carrier had access to all of those bands whenever they needed it, that would solve the problem for everyone. Now, we'll work out the mm-hmm. financials with everyone, but that's a simple solution for this complex problem that we have. And that's the kind of story that we need to be talking about now. Mm-hmm. And we need to stop talking and stop worrying about this AT&T problem. You know, this AT&T T-Mobile thing, if they don't merge with T-Mobile, they're going to still have capacity problems. If they don't get access to T-Mobile spectrum through some kind of a deal, they're going to have problems. It's only an AT&T problem today.
Well, it sounds like it's a major reform will be necessary. Jeff Kagan, wireless and telecom industry analyst. His website, jeffkagan.com. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Mike. My pleasure.
And we'll be right back to talk about debt reduction. You might be looking to do that, and we've got some good advice coming up on exactly how to do it the smart way. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.